There is a scripture verse there at the bottom of your order of worship I'd like to make reference to for a few minutes, if you would give attention to those verses as I pray. Father, we pray that you would minister here tonight through your word as you promised. We know that it will not return void, that it will bear the fruit that you intend for it this evening. I pray for the diminish of this pastor preacher and for the increase of Jesus Christ, so that your people here can be strengthened and find comfort in their time of need. We make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul's letter to the Philippians, he says at the concluding chapter 4, some wonderful words of comfort and strength, but this verse 19 you'll see says, "And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Let me say it's a word, it's an honor and a privilege to serve this family in this way. The way I know RE is through Lillian, because she's a part of my church. And I've come to appreciate this family through Lillian. And I know that RE was a man of great compassion and kindness. The example I know is how he helped Lillian while her husband Joe was so sick for so long, that he came and ministered to her whenever needed. He was a kind soul and loved to help people this way. I enjoy the pictures that y'all put out there. Obviously, his smile was infectious. Every picture, practically, he's got the most honest, happy smile on his face. And I look forward to seeing him later in heaven when I'll be the beneficiary of that smile myself. I also know that he trusted Christ as his Savior. So he is now in that prepared place. But what about you and me? How do we deal with this? We're still here. We have questions and we have difficulties. We find our knees shaking and our legs giving out from under us because of the pain of this for many of you all. Well, I have a good word for you. Here is God's strength in this time of need. This fourth chapter, if you want to read it later this week, Philippians 4 is a wonderful chapter of God's comfort and strength. I'm just going to read a few verses of these. You're probably familiar with this, but listen to verse 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be made known to all men. The Lord is near. And be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Comfort and strength to you tonight from these words of Scripture. Now, the verse that I want to look at is the one in the bulletin there. It's verse 19. "My God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." So let's take this a word at a time. Now, there's questions that we ask when death comes upon a family and friends, and we naturally ask questions. I think this verse answers these questions. First, for the needs of life and death, is there any help in these times of sorrow? Well, notice it starts off, "and my God will supply." With God, nothing is impossible. All things are possible. He says in verse 13 of chapter 4, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." As many as your needs are, God's power and strength is more than that. As far as you fall down into the pit, his arm is longer to pull you out. If your feet are stuck in quicksand and falling down his rock, he will pick you up and set you on a rock. And no matter what storms of torment and sorrow and difficulty come, he says, "Nothing will separate you from my love." Now, the second question, is there really comfort for those who are sorrowful of heart? Yes. Now, Let's be honest about this. This happens. In our society, we seem to deny this. We seem to want to not talk about death. We don't want people to deal with death. We want to act like it never happens. And you and I know, and the grayer this gets, the more we realize that this is reality. Is there any comfort or strength in this reality? Yes, of course. What does this verse say? My God will supply all your needs. He cares, He heals. It's interesting, this word supply here means the well supply. It means to fill it up with supply. Not just a dribble amount, but, well, look at the 23rd Psalm. My cup overflows. I love that analogy in the 23rd Psalm. You stick out your cup and God starts pouring. And He fills up the cup and it starts running. Wait, wait, wait. You're already got it full. It falls down on the ground. My cup overflows. In whatever sorrow or difficulty you're having, God will richly supply, it says, your needs. Now, how can He do that? I can't do that for you. My supply of help is limited, but God's supply. What does it say in this verse? My God will supply all your needs according to what? His riches. Listen, God's really rich. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You might think you own your house. Let me tell you something. You just got a temporary lease. God owns your house. God owns your bank account. God owns the world. He will richly supply from His supply your needs. God can and He will for you supply your comfort and healing and strength. You can go on, not because of your own efforts, not because of your brilliance, not because of your great philosophies. No, because Jesus Christ came to bring you out of that pit and set your feet on a rock. Third question. In this finality of death, is there any hope? Yes. This is the final reality that we struggle with tonight. Let's be honest about this. This is not easy. This is difficult. The separation is forever until you go to the Lord and be with Him in heaven. You can't pick up your cell phone and call Him. You can't expect Him to come over for lunch. He's gone to a better place. It is final. And how are you going to deal with the finality of death? Is there any hope? Yes. According to His riches in Christ, His riches in glory in Christ Jesus, death has been defeated. I just read that passage in Romans 15, that the sting of death was taken away by the work of Christ. Now look, you can't do that. You cannot save yourself. You cannot take that sting away of death. But Christ did it for you. And He bore the penalty. And He did the work. It was God's grace and mercy. And eternal life was supplied. God is not miserly in filling that cup. He doesn't just give you drops of here. You've got to be happy with what I gave you. Take it or leave it. He starts filling that cup. And it overflows into the floor. His riches of supply for you. It is not dependent on your brilliance, your status. It is simply that He loves you. All your needs. What does it say? How many needs? A few of your needs? Well, God, you don't understand. This is too painful. I can't deal with this. Maybe you can help me with that, but you can't deal with this. God says, I will supply all your needs. My God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Finally, the fourth question is, what about these questions of life? Are there any solutions? And you and I know from this passage, it's very clear that my God will supply all your needs. The solution to your needs is faith in Christ. Personal trust and commitment. It is as personal as the person sitting next to you. It's astonishing. Other religions can't even come close to having this truth about God. They can't believe it. You telling me that the God of the universe of creation has a personal interest in your life? Yes, He does. Because His Son, His only Son, died that you might be saved. My God, in glory, in Christ Jesus. You know, as hard as this is right now, and as difficult as this is right now, your pain is not the most important thing. The most important thing is the victory. Can I remind you of the pain that God endured that we might be saved? Don't shake your fist at God and say, "You don't understand this pain of sorrow." Jesus on the cross cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" when He took upon the filth of our sin. And said, "I will do this for them. I will bear the death penalty for them that they might know life." In Christ, you are part of the plan of God and His kingdom. You are special in Christ. And so, R.E. was received with crowns into heaven. God said, "Welcome, son. I brought you here by my grace, and I rejoice that you're with me." God is no stingy God. God loves His children. He abides with His children, even in these difficult times. And you know, that's the other part of the lesson of pain. Now, we parents know sometimes our kids say, "I don't know, Dad, why you're doing this." Well, you're just going to take my word for it. This has got to be. Sometimes God inflicts pain on His children and difficulty. But the promise of Scripture is all things work together for good for those that love God and are called according to His purpose. So every difficulty has a solution in Jesus Christ. And so I would ask you tonight, will you find strength and hope in your difficulties in Christ? Are you in Christ? Honestly, before you, and of course I always try to be honest, some of y'all here maybe never go to church. Some of y'all here, maybe this is the only time you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that scares me a little bit because of the responsibility I bear to tell you to come to Christ tonight. Now, for us who know Christ, some of y'all have known Christ since you're so little. Some of y'all have come recently, but I would remind you how precious you are to God. All you have to do is look to the cross and realize that's how much you're loved. You are loved that much in Christ. So what do you say about this evening? We say, we who are in Christ hope that God will supply us richly for His glory in Christ Jesus. Let us receive anew His blessings. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you're not stingy with your blessings, but you also treat us, O Lord, bringing our character to bear, Lord, through painful experiences like this by the ministry of your Holy Spirit, that we might be perfected in Christ Jesus, and that we might grow through the pain and sorrow. Fill us afresh, O Lord, with the comforting power of your Holy Spirit that we might be strong in Christ. And Father, for the non-believer here tonight, I pray for this wonderful work of grace in their life in Christ. I make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.